This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. At least one wolf pup has been born in Grand County. It's the first to be confirmed since the animals were reintroduced to Colorado late last year. Colorado Parks and Wildlife confirmed the presence of the pup this week. The agency said it's possible other pups were born, as wolves typically have litters of 4 to 6. The birth of the pup now technically qualifies the group of wolves as a pack. Ranchers have complained that the wolves have turned to calves as prey. The head of Aurora's VA hospital says they're hoping to get surgeries there fully back up and running soon after an equipment problem. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
About a month ago, the VA halted surgeries after discovering a black plastic residue from a machine used to sterilize surgical equipment. Interim director Amir Faruqi says they've had experts, including from the company that makes it, trying to figure it out. They believe the issue may be a piece inside.
There may be something rubbing against something in some way, and that's what's causing the residue. The residue is visible to the naked eye, and that's how our staff were able to identify it.
Out of caution, officials have rescheduled hundreds of procedures, with some patients being treated at other facilities. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Scattered strong to severe storms are possible for most of Colorado this afternoon, with an increased risk near the Four Corners region. Areas of the western slope, including Durango, Montrose, Grand Junction, Meeker, and Craig, are all under a severe thunderstorm watch, with Silt, Fruta, Palisade, and Rifle included in a flood watch for excessive rain runoff. The National Weather Service says unusually high levels of moisture from former tropical storm Alberto is fueling storms here. This is CPR News in KRCC.